the power of empathy transformed by compassion. Today we explore the profound call to empathy and compassion as followers of Christ. Romans chapter 12 verse 15, be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Here in Romans, the Apostle Paul exhorts believers to enter into the joys and sorrows of others, to rejoice with the joyful and weep with the sorrowful. This directive embodies the transformative power of empathy that's rooted in God's love. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Paul begins by urging believers to share in the joy of others. Rejoicing with those who rejoice, that goes beyond mere celebration. It entails genuine empathy and solidarity with fellow believers in their moments of triumph and blessing. The command to rejoice with those who rejoice underlines the importance of community and mutual support among believers. It reflects the unity of the body of Christ, where individual joys are celebrated collectively as expressions of God's goodness and grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 26, and if one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If one part is honoured, all the parts are glad. In this verse, the Apostle Paul illustrates the interconnectedness of the body of Christ. Just as the human body functions as a unified whole, with each part playing a vital role, so too does the church. When one member suffers, whether physically, emotionally, or spiritually, the entire body feels the impact. This highlights the importance of empathy and solidarity among believers. We are called to share in each other's joys and burdens, demonstrating Christ-like compassion and care. Philippians chapter 2 verses 2 to 4. Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another and working together with one mind and purpose. Don't be selfish, don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. The Apostle Paul encourages believers to cultivate unity through selfless love and genuine concern for one another. This passage underlines the importance of humility and putting others' needs ahead of our own. True unity and empathy stem from a shared commitment to Christ and his mission. By prioritizing the well-being and interests of fellow believers, we embody the spirit of Christ-like love and foster harmonious relationships within the body of Christ. It was Rick Warren who said, "Rejoicing with others is an act of selfless love that reflects God's heart for community and shared blessings." Weep with those who weep. Paul's instruction extends to empathizing with those experiencing sorrow and hardship. Weeping with those who weep embodies Christ-like compassion and solidarity, standing alongside our brothers and sisters in times of grief and suffering. The call to weep with those who weep highlights the empathetic nature of Christian love. It echoes Jesus' example of compassion towards the brokenhearted and reflects the ministry of bearing one another's burdens in the body of Christ. Job chapter 2 verse 11. When three of Job's friends heard of the tragedy he had suffered, they got together and travelled from their homes to comfort and console him. The story of Job's friends demonstrates the power of empathy and compassion. Despite Job's devastating loss, his friends chose to journey to him and offer comfort. Their willingness to sit with Job in silence for 7 days speaks volumes about the ministry of presence and solidarity in times of suffering. This narrative serves as a poignant example of how empathy can provide profound comfort and support to those experiencing hardship. John chapter 11 verse 35, then Jesus wept. In the shortest verse in the Bible, we witness Jesus' profound empathy and compassion. He weeps for his friend Lazarus. Despite knowing that he would soon raise Lazarus from the dead, Jesus enters fully into the grief of Mary and Martha. Jesus demonstrates his deep love and understanding for human suffering. This act of weeping embodies the heart of God's empathy towards his creation. It's a powerful reminder of his compassion towards us in our times of pain. Charles Stanley once said, "Compassion means to suffer with," and it captures the essence of Jesus' ministry, entering into the pain of others and offering comfort and hope. Living transformed by compassion. As followers of Christ, we're called to embody empathy and compassion as transformative virtues. By rejoicing and weeping with others, we reflect the love and empathy of our compassionate Saviour, Jesus Christ. Living transformed by compassion involves cultivating a heart of empathy that mirrors Christ's love for humanity. It requires intentional acts of kindness, listening, and bearing one another's burdens in the spirit of selfless love. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. The Apostle Paul here exhorts believers to embody Christ-like virtues, including tender-hearted mercy and forgiveness. The call to bear with one another and extend grace mirrors God's unconditional love towards us. As recipients of his mercy, we are empowered to show empathy and compassion towards others, fostering unity and reconciliation within the body of Christ. Max Lucado once said, "Compassion is the key to unlocking the transforming power of God's love in our lives and communities." So how do we apply what we've heard? These passages underscore the transformative impact of empathy and compassion. As we reflect on the example of Jesus and the teaching of Scripture, may we cultivate a spirit of empathy, unity, and compassion towards one another, embodying the love of Christ in our relationships and our communities. To cultivate empathy, intentionally seek to understand the joys and sorrows of others, rejoicing and weeping with genuine compassion. To extend comfort, reach out to those in need, offering practical support and comfort in times of hardship. And to reflect Christ's love, let empathy and compassion be the hallmarks of your interactions, embodying the transformative power of God's love in every relationship. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of empathy and compassion. Help us to live transformed lives, marked by genuine love for one another. May we rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep, reflecting your heart of compassion to the world around us. In Jesus' name, Amen. May this sermon inspire us to live as agents of empathy and compassion, reflecting the transformative power of God's love in our lives and communities. May God bless you, and may you be transformed by the truth of God's word.